This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. We're going to get back to the Iran war in a second, but first, a few other stories. New York Times is reporting their investigation revealed that Cesar Chavez, the founder of the United Farm Workers, abused women during the 1960s, 1970s. One account places an alleged assault in a secluded grape field near Delano in the mid-1960s. Other alleged abuse took place occurring over several years during the 1970s. In response, the United Farm Workers acknowledged, quote, deeply troubling allegations, close quote, against its co-founder, and says his behavior is incompatible with the values, with its values, and announced it would not participate in the Cesar Chavez Day events this year. And the Cesar Chavez Foundation, which preserves his legacy, says it became aware of the, quote, disturbing allegations, close quote. The Chavez family told Newsweek, quote, our family is shocked and saddened to learn of the news that our father, Cesar Chavez, engaged in sexual impropriety with women and minors nearly 50 years ago, end of quote. Awfully hard to ignore this, given the hysteria over the alleged connection between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. By the way, I always thought it was kind of bizarre that Cesar Chavez is held as this great civil rights leader when, in fact, he was a union leader who adamantly opposed illegal immigration, which is the opposite position Democrats have right now. He knew that illegal aliens put downward pressure on the wages of his union workers and, in fact, colluded with government to stop illegal immigration. Yet that has been kind of whitewashed. Ruben Navarrete, a columnist, has written about this years ago and got hammered, claiming it wasn't true, when in fact it is true. Also here in California, LA Times has a very long piece about the possibility, given that we have a so-called jungle primary, meaning the top two finishers go up against each other, even if they're of the same party. The top two finishers so far, leading the polls, are Steve Hilton at 17%, and Chad Bianco, the Republican Riverside sheriff, at 16%. Eric Swalwell is third at 13%. And Tom Steyer, the billionaire, spent a bunch of money so far on ads. You can't turn on the TV without seeing a Tom Steyer ad. He's just at 10%, according to this poll. It's a UC Berkeley poll co-sponsored by the Los Angeles Times. Now, the Democrats are under pressure by the party to drop out, leading only one person to coalesce around. One of these candidates is a black person who said that it's racist for you to try and pressure the people of color to drop out of the race. So the Democratic Party has trained black and brown people and Asians to think of themselves as victims, and now it's coming back to bite them because these lesser people, people having 4 and 5 and 3%, are not dropping out because they feel it's unfair. Why don't the white people drop out, like Swalwell? So we will keep an eye on that, of course. Meanwhile, Cuba's energy grid has collapsed. The entire island has lost power. Probably one of the reasons why the leader of Cuba is reaching out with Donald Trump to do a deal. Victor Davis Hanson, the brilliant academic, has written something called The Ungrateful Immigrant about the 500,000 illegal aliens who are known to come here with criminal records. He says, I'm not talking about the Somali fraud. That's self-evident. I'm talking about what John Lott was talking about, which over an eight-day period, a Senegal naturalized citizen went into a beer garden in Austin, Texas, opened fire, killed three, wounded a number of others. Old Dominion University, Virginia, naturalized immigrant from Sierra Leone came in, shot the ROTC instructor in Yale, Allahu Akbar. Remember the Zarnoff brothers, the one that were the Boston Marathon bombers in 2013? They were Chechens from Russia. We allowed them to come in. How did they repay us? By slaughtering people, injuring dozens, more than dozens. We had the synagogue attempt by the Lebanese naturalized citizen, had ties to Hezbollah. His family were Hezbollah members. He's the one who drove his car into the synagogue in Michigan to kill people. We brought in thousands of students from the Middle East, says Victor Davis Hanson. Quote, and what do they do? They protest. They push Jews around. And they celebrate at a time when we are at war. As we saw in New York City recently, they celebrate our enemies, Hezbollah, Hamas, and Iran. They're on their side. Hanson continues, this is a far different phenomenon from the past when we had wonderful immigrants from Japan who were treated pretty badly, and many of them, most of them, went to internment camps, and yet they joined the 442 Combat Brigade in Italy, and they took horrendous casualties fighting for whom? The United States. Hanson says, quote, so something's wrong. What I'm getting at is this. These immigrants, whether they're temporary immigrants, whether they're illegal immigrants, whether they're legal immigrants, or whether they're naturalized citizens, or whether they're on student visa, something is wrong. Meanwhile, what did the Biden administration say? The number one threat to the homeland is white supremacy. Here's what Ben Shapiro said about the decision to go to war against Iran. Number 21.
In years, I've said it before, I'll say it again, the president right here is doing the bravest thing that I've ever seen an American president do when it comes to foreign policy. And, you know, you'll have second-guessers like Ro Khanna suggesting everything would have been hunky-dory if nothing had been done here. But those same people have been saying the same thing as Iran spreads its terror tentacles all over the Middle East and abroad.
Trump recently said this about what Iran really is, number 44.
Iran is just a military operation to me. Iran is something that was essentially largely over in two or three days because the Navy was wiped out almost immediately. The Air Force came next. The anti-aircraft came next. I mean, we're flying over Iran. We could take out their electric capacity in 1 hour. We have all the. There's nothing they can do right now because everything is knocked out. They have no, again, no radar, no anti-aircraft. They have nothing. And we don't, and it was a decision I made. We discussed it, Pete, Marco, JD, all of us, Chris. We discussed it. We can knock out their electricity in a matter of minutes if we wanted to. There's nothing they can do about it. We can knock out their oil in Karg Island. The only thing we didn't take down was their oil, because if we knock out, I call them the pipes, very complex. But if you do that, it'll take them forever to rebuild, meaning whoever, and hopefully it's a sane group of people, but whoever it is that's going to be running that, and we're going to try to get people that are going to run it well, and, you know, it's going to be a prosperous, wonderful place. It used to be, you know, if you go back, it used to be a very, the people are great, the people are smart and energetic, and it used to be very, well, now it's a country run by fear. It's a country where they tell protesters, don't go outside, because if you do, we're going to kill you.
We're going to talk about the people killing protesters in just a second, but the man who has resigned as director of the National Intelligence Counterterrorism Center has asked President Trump to reverse course, chart a new path. You hold the cards. Trump on reversing course, number 45.
We're not ready to leave yet, but we'll be leaving in the near future. We'll be leaving in pretty much the very near future. But right now they've been decimated from every standpoint. And again, we've had great support from countries in the Middle East, great support, but we've had no support from, essentially, no support from NATO.
And Trump says, what would happen if we left today, number 40?
Frankly, as somebody said, they could leave today and it would take 10 years to rebuild the damage that's been done. But I think we have to make it a little bit more permanent, because no other president has to go through this, and we shouldn't have any other president having to go through this kind of a thing. And if they didn't want to do it, if for some reason they didn't want to do it, we'd have the same problem. We don't ever want to have that problem again, not with lunatics. We can't have lunatics controlling nuclear weaponry. So I just want to thank you, everybody.
The IDF says around 300 Iranian besieged commanders and field officers have been killed, along with besieged top commander. Also, the president of Iran, the man that Tucker Carlson interviewed, apparently wanted to resign but has no one to tender his resignation to. All of this and more. I'm Larry Elder. Larry Elder here. For years, I've talked about Relief Factor, and you heard stories from people who finally found real relief after trying the 3-week quick start. Take my brother Kirk. He had difficulty going up and down the stairs in the morning. Always complained. I told him about Relief Factor. He finally followed my advice. After about a week or so, he calls and says, this is working. But here's something new. Relief Factor is always striving to help folks get out and stay out of pain. Remarkably, Relief Factor has made their trusted formula even better. They've added a premium black pepper extract because it helps your body absorb the high-quality key ingredients more efficiently. In simple terms, it helps your body get even more benefit from what they're already taking. That matters. If you're going to take something daily, you want your body actually using it. So, if you've been listening to me talk about Relief Factor for a while, maybe this is your moment. Or if you're already taking it, you're now getting an enhanced formula designed to work even smarter. Start with a 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800, the number 4-RELIEF. How will it feel to be out of pain?
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate, like you. You take prescription meds, and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you, with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at PlumasBank.com.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
71 SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Now from the Relief Factor Studio, here's Larry.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Nick Shirley strikes again. Uncovered massive fraud here in California. We'll talk about that next hour. About 300 Iranian besieged commanders and field officials reportedly had been killed by the IDF, along with the top commander, whose name is Soleimani, in the wave of Israeli airstrikes overnight. So let's see. The Supreme Leader is dead. Minister of Defense is dead. The head of the Military Bureau of the Supreme Leader, dead. Head of Espionage, dead. Chief of the General Staff of the Iranian Army, dead. Commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, dead. Head of Supply Department for the Iranian military, dead. Head of Intel Directorate, dead. Head of Supply Logistics and Industrial Research, dead. Head of Operations and Planning, Iranian military, dead. That's just some of them. According to the Wall Street Journal, he strolled confidently in dark sunglasses and a black top coat Friday, his first public opinion in the war since he was a known target. 4 days later, he was dead. Probably not the best move. John Bolton talked about the killing of this man. He says it's a big, big deal. Number 34.
Well, I think both are significant. Larijani was the secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, which is a pretty important position, but he was also clearly functioning very close to being a deputy to the now deceased senior leader, Khamenei. Perhaps even more important than the civilian president of the country, who has been kind of sidelined. So the loss of Larijani is another big hole in the top of the leadership. And the killing of the commander of the besieged militia, I think, is also significant because that's the force of really armed thugs that have enforced discipline in the streets of Iran cities, who are primarily, I think, responsible for killing 30,000 or more Iranian civilians last year for demonstrating. When you combine killing the commander of the besieged with what Israel and the U.S. have been doing, targeting besieged checkpoints in major cities like Tehran, destroying them as they're manned in the streets, I think it says to the besieged they're very much in the bullseye here, and I think that could have a profound effect on them.
Now, that's a big deal because there's no love lost between John Bolton, who was in the first Trump administration, and now they fell out. And he was very, very critical of Donald Trump's foreign policy, but now he's on board. Now, El Dorados, you know I bring the most insightful, informed, and intelligent experts on my show. Each Wednesday, I bring on an expert in banking and the economy whom I have discovered. His name is Alex Apkarian. He's a former banker, a current economist,
and co-founder of Allegiance Gold. Alex, give us your insight to what's going on right now in the economy. There were reports of massive gold bars wheeled through the White House during a meeting tied to Venezuela's gold sector. What is that all about?
I don't think that was random. Ask yourself, why didn't they bring in U.S. dollars or even Venezuelan pesos? But they decided gold. I think the administration is trying to communicate two things. One, to the world, and mainly China, that we're taking control of this Western Hemisphere. We know that this region is rich with oil and gold and silver. We want to take control of that. And number two, they're basically saying that we understand the importance of this, and gold holds its value. Imagine this. I mean, the government knows that they can print dollars. They know they can't print gold. So all they're trying to do is they say, hey, we have it. We understand the importance. And we should ask ourselves, shouldn't we the same?
Let's talk about the economy, especially given this is wartime. We're seeing weaker economic data, job numbers turning negative, GDP revisions coming down. What is the economy saying to you right now?
You sound pessimistic. Well, look, these are the numbers, right? I think the biggest thing that the American consumer is concerned about this word is stagflation. So, Larry, ask yourself, when prices are expected to go up because of inflation, and then we see revision on the growth, I don't want to talk about the negative things over and over again. The question is, how do we position ourselves? Because it's a very tough position to be in where you're earning less and paying more. And the preservation aspect and the protective aspect of gold comes into play.
President Trump is expected to meet China's president. I think they postponed it now for an indefinite period of time.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the reports China is quietly reducing its holdings of U.S. treasuries while increasing its gold reserve. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that, A, they're de-dollarizing. B, last week when Iran came out and said, we're only going to sell, or we're going to let oil get out of Hormuz as long as it's paid by yuan. This is the battlefield. It's not about just oil. It's about the dollar's supremacy. So for them to utter the words that we're willing to sell oil with yuan, that's a bad thing for us. So I think with the trade discussions, President Trump has a strong hand, despite the fact of the Supreme Court's decision, and we're looking forward for some changes. But ultimately, investors have to watch for that there is this de-dollarization happening in the world.
Give me your take on what's going on in the Strait of Hormuz and how that is affecting gold.
Well, gold prices have dropped a bit, which is actually great. For people that felt like they missed the boat, it's a great buying opportunity. Here's what happened with gold. Even specifically today, the Federal Reserve came out and they basically said, Larry, that we're not going to change the interest rates. Because on one side, we feel that inflation is going to go up. When you factor in higher cost of fertilizer, higher oil cost, and along with the cost of the debt, how much this is going to cost us. And on the other side, you have kind of like a little bit lower. Why are you laughing at me?
I was smiling because you said I'm negative, and I'm just like, do I look negative?
Do I look pessimistic?
Do I look pessimistic?
No, you don't.
We're kicking Iran's butt. Cuba might fold.
That's right.
Venezuela's now got a government we can deal with. I mean, are you kidding me? I'm overjoyed at what's going on right now.
Yeah, and this is where people have to think about the future.
I just haven't eaten in a little while. I didn't have breakfast, didn't have lunch, so I'm just sorry.
I can't believe they let you do that, Larry. Well, look, I'm optimistic about the future. Mm-hmm. But there's part of me that just wants to ask the what-if questions. And
it's your job. So you've worked with thousands of investors over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about real examples of people who protected their retirement by owning physical gold during these kinds of uncertain times.
Yeah, I mean, let's go back to January 2024 under Biden. And everyone was talking about Bidenomics, right? Gold was at about 2,000, silver was at about 24. Today, as we speak, gold is about 4,800 and silver is at about 75. That's 2.5 and 3 times. So the average person who actually had the foresight to diversify a portion, they're very happy because not only did it outperform their stocks, they're actually making some real gains that they can supplement their income.
I haven't heard the term Bidenomics in a while. Mm. Alex, your insights are spot on. Folks, Alex and I have been working together with several well summits. I'm impressed by what I've learned. I became its client. Take it from me. When you work with Allegiance Gold, you see exactly what they pay, exactly what you pay. No games, just transparency. So call Alex Epkarian at Allegiance Gold. He won't be negative. 844-790-9191. 844-790-9191. Let's go out to dinner.
I look forward to it.
You got it.
It's no wonder I keep on living. It's no wonder I keep right on giving. Get me where I say, oh, it's the love of my woman. It's the love.
Larry Elder here. For years, I've talked about Relief Factor, and you heard stories from people who finally found real relief.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pro.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hey Shasta County, it's Patty Plum with the Shasta County Elections Department, inviting you to be a poll worker this year for our up-and-coming election on June 2nd, 2026. As you know, volunteers are needed, and you can be compensated for your time and effort as a poll worker. If you have any questions, please call 530-225-5166, or you can go online to elections@shastacounty.gov, and we want to thank you for serving our community in this way.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Force to halt a threat cold without the legal and moral complexities of lethal force. What I love about Byrna is they're proudly American. Best of all, Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background checks and ships directly to your door. Trusted by hundreds of police departments and government agencies around the world. Visit Byrna.com to learn more. That's BYRNA.com.
Mustang Sonic.
Coming to you live from the Relief Factor Studio, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Remember the president of Iran, the man that Tucker Carlson interviewed, I think it was July, and told Carlson that Iran has never backed an assassination attempt against Trump, even though the intelligence community says that they did. Two grand Ayatollahs issued a fatwa explicitly requiring the Muslim public in Iran to kill Trump. But no, we've never done that. They also told him that the fatwa ordering Trump should, quote, not be construed or considered as a threat against an individual. It has nothing to do with the Iranian government or His Eminence, the Supreme Leader of Iran. That's what he told Tucker. And, quote, we have never been after developing a nuclear bomb. Not in the past, not presently, nor in the future, end of quote. He told all of this to Tucker Carlson. Meanwhile, the same president, his name is Pezeshkian, reportedly wanted to resign and wanted to give his resignation to the Supreme Leader, but apparently he was informed by the IRGC that a meeting with the younger Khamenei is currently not possible. So the president apparently wanted to resign, look for the leader to tender his resignation, couldn't find him, so apparently he's still in a position that he no longer wants. Why does he want to resign? Maybe the seat's gotten a little hot. Michael is in Chicago. Michael, you're in the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Mr. Elder, it's a pleasure speaking with you. I watch your show every night.
And thank
you. If you're ever in Chicago, please look me up.
Will do. Thank you.
Yes, just some quick observations, and this is some common sense observations years ago I made because I've studied monotheism, and out of the three main monotheistic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, they have three main prophets. Judaism had Abraham, Christianity has Jesus, and Islam has Muhammad. And out of the three main prophets, Muhammad, in my opinion, a so-called prophet, he was the only one who raped a child. And, you know, I thought to myself when I read the Quran, because I've read all the books concerning monotheism, I thought to myself, you know, I don't think the Creator would pick a rapist to be a prophet and to carry on monotheism.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read the Quran, I've read the Hadiths, I know all about Muhammad's history, the kind of individual he was. I really, my opinion is an illegitimate religion. I think it's a sex and death cult. You don't have any, you know, Jews and Christians putting suicide vests on and blowing up women and children. But that's something they don't like to talk about. You know, his close relative Abu Bakr wanted to have a favor with Muhammad, so he gives him his daughter Aisha, who at the time was 6 years old, consummated the marriage at 9 years old, and it's in the Quran and the Hadith.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something they don't like to talk about. Another interesting observation. Because I'm from Chicago, and I remember when Obama, Hussein Obama, was running, and he went to the Reverend Wright, who's just an awful, mm-hmm. calls himself.
Who's a good friend of Louis Farrakhan,
exactly.
and you know that picture of Obama and Farrakhan did not emerge until after Obama left office because the guy who took the picture knew that it would hurt him. Two of them are sitting there smiling. And Farrakhan, of course, is probably the leading anti-Semite at the time in the country.
I would like to tell you, and I'm sure I'll call your show again and talk with you more, but my opinion on, because I'm from Chicago, and mm-hmm. I've watched them, destroy Chicago for years. And you're right. He knew that would destroy would hurt him,
mm-hmm.
so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to Reverend Wright to get that endorsement, and you see Reverend Wright always talking about damn America,
mm-hmm.
damn America. He hates this country.
Reverend Wright also said the Jews aren't going to allow President Trump to get elected because they know about things I've said, and then know that he'd attended my church. So he said a bunch of anti-Semitic and anti-American things. But regarding what you said about Islam, Michael, I had a conversation with a professor who studies religion, and I asked him, is Islam compatible with the constitutional republic that we have here in America? And he paused for almost 30 seconds. And he said, I'm not sure. I think there's a problem. Now, as Operation Epic Fury intensifies, the world braces for what comes next.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-522-2174. 800-522-2174. 800-522-2174.
Have you noticed losing weight feels harder than it used to be? You're eating better, you're moving more, but the scale barely moves. That could be incredibly frustrating. You start wondering, what's going on? Is it age? Hormones? Could it be stress? For many, the real problem isn't willpower, it's metabolic dysfunction. And standard dieting often makes it worse. At PhD Weight Loss, they don't just tell you to eat less and exercise more. There's so much more than that. They help you fix the root cause of stubborn weight gain. In fact, they've helped thousands finally understand why their bodies resist weight loss and what actually works. Right now, you can take their free metabolic assessment at fixmyweightloss.com. Fixmyweightloss.com. It's quick, personalized, and pinpoints the real reason your body is holding on to weight, so you finally know what to fix. Stop guessing. Start understanding your body. Visit fixmyweightloss.com. Fixmyweightloss.com. From our friends at PhD Weight Loss, visit fixmyweightloss.com now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now back to the Sage, Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel, coming to you from the Relief Factor studio. Don't forget your Relief Factor, 800-4-RELIEF, 800 the number 4-RELIEF. President Trump not happy with NATO for, in his opinion, not doing more to enhance our ability to prevail against Iran. Here's what the president said about NATO, number 46.
Well, we don't need too much help, and we don't need any help, actually. In fact, we just put out a notice. I was watching over the last couple of weeks, and all of our NATO allies were very much in favor of what we did. They thought it was very important. We were just discussing it, actually. Very important that we take out the nuclear threat from Iran, and we've done that very strongly, very powerfully. We've wiped out their Navy, wiped out their military in every aspect. Their Air Force is now decimated. They have no Air Force, no Navy. They have no radar. Their radar is entirely gone. Their anti-aircraft machinery is gone. Everything is gone. Their leaders are gone. I guess one of the top person was, they say, a lot of people say their actual top was killed yesterday, along with somebody else who was responsible for the killing. The man that was responsible for the killing of 32,000 people over the last 2 weeks, he was in charge of the killing of protesters. It's an evil group. I mean, they killed much more than 32,000 people. And the man who was responsible for that was also killed yesterday. And all of the NATO allies agreed with us. But they don't want to, you know, despite the fact that we help them so much, we have thousands of soldiers in different countries all over the world, and they don't want to help us, which is amazing. I mean, amazing. And I didn't do a full court press because I think if I did, they probably would be. But we don't need help. You know, that war has been long prosecuted, as far as I'm concerned, almost from day one. We knocked out many of these things. We knocked out the Navy essentially in a couple of days. But I was surprised to see that NATO, while they agreed that it was a very important thing to do, they agreed fully. Nobody said, oh, you shouldn't do it. They would have had a nuclear weapon within 1 month of when we had the B-2 bombers bomb the nuclear potential. I call it the nuclear dust. So I think NATO's making a very foolish mistake. And I've long said that, you know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test, because we don't need them, but they should have been there. The other thing is, and I think, you know, very important, we didn't have to be there for Ukraine. You know, Biden chose to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on Ukraine. And I guess the head of Germany just made a statement that, well, they weren't involved and they have nothing to do with the war. But at the same time, they think we did a great thing by knocking them out. Nobody wants to have Iran or anybody, but nobody wants to have Iran with a nuclear, because these people are crazy. They're absolutely crazy, and they're vicious, violent. I mean, they killed, think of it. They killed, now I hear it's about 41,000 people. They put out a notice 2 days ago. Anybody that protests will be immediately shot and killed. That's pretty tough stuff. So everyone agrees with us, but they don't want to help. And we as the United States have to remember that, because we think it's pretty shocking.
Now, do you happen to know somebody named Jamie Frederick Metzl, M-E-T-Z-L-E? Worked in the Clinton administration. He was director of multilateral humanitarian affairs in the U.S. National Security Council. Served under National Security Advisor Sandy Berger. Senior directors Richard Clark and Eric Schwartz created the International Public Information Initiative, which is an effort to coordinate all U.S. information efforts in conflict zones, particularly in the former Yugoslavia. And I mention that because he just put out a tweet. Let me read it to you. I am a Democrat. I served in the Clinton administration. I did not vote for Donald Trump, and I am highly unlikely to support him or his acolytes in the future. I have serious disagreements with many of the Trump administration's domestic and foreign policies. But It is profoundly disturbing that a growing segment of the far left appears to be almost rooting for Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Iranian regime, and other forces fundamentally opposed to the United States and our allies. This seems to reflect a corrosive strain of anti-Americanism dressed up in post-colonial theory that risks blinding us to the moral realities of our world and the nature of our adversaries. End of quote. Sounds like he's talking to the ladies on The View. And also those that said that they would fear somebody wearing a MAGA cap more than they would fear somebody yelling Allahu Akbar while walking down the street. Absolutely incredible. Let's hear that again. Number 30.
What's that more in common with a Trump supporter or a radical Islamist?
Radical Islamist.
You saw someone wearing one of those red hats, chanting, make America great again, or you saw someone shouting, Allahu Akbar, running down the breezeway here. Who would you feel more safe with?
The one shouting, Allahu Akbar, yeah.
You would support the radical Islamist.
Yeah.
What is it about Trump supporters that you don't think you'd get along with them so well?
I'm gay.
But you would get along with a radical Islamist?
Yes.
And you're gay?
Yes.
In solidarity with radical Islamists, would you look at the camera and say in solidarity, Allahu Akbar?
Allahu Akbar.
And would you say, make America great again in solidarity with the Trump supporters?
No.
What is a bigger threat to America today, radical Islam or Trump supporters?
Trump supporters.
I'll say Trump.
Trump supporters in MAGA.
Yeah.
I would say Trump supporters in MAGA.
I would have to go with the Trump supporters.
Trump supporters in MAGA.
I'd say MAGA.
But we should be able to allow people to be who they are.
Yeah. Even if they're a radical Islamist.
Yes. There's no right to judge that.
So if someone came running down the street, Allahu Akbar, or if there was someone on the opposite side saying, make America great again, got my hat on, which side would you run to?
I don't know.
As Christians, mm-hmm. and we're following Christ, do you think it's important to call out radical Islam?
No, because it's the freedom of religion.
Yeah, it's the freedom of religion.
How many terrorist attacks
here,
did Trump supporters...
Here again is John Lott, quote, from February 1998 to December 2025, the U.S. experienced 108 mass public shootings. By 111 shooters. Muslims averaged 0.4% of the population at the time. Their share of attacks was 18 times. Larry Elder here. For years, I've talked about Relief Factor, and you heard stories from people who finally found real relief after trying the 3-week quick start. Take my brother Kirk. He had difficulty going up and down the stairs in the morning. Always complained. I told him about Relief Factor. He finally followed my advice. After about a week or so, he calls and says this is working. But here's something new. Relief Factor is always strive to help folks get out and stay out of pain. Remarkably, Relief Factor has made their trusted formula even better. They've added a premium black pepper extract because it helps your body absorb the high-quality key ingredients more efficiently. In simple terms, it helps your body get even more benefit from what they're already taking. That matters. If you're going to take something daily, you want your body actually using it. So, if you've been listening to me talk about Relief Factor for a while, maybe this is your moment. Or if you're already taking it, you're now getting an enhanced formula designed to work even smarter. Start with a 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. How will it feel to be out of pain?
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then listen carefully. You spent 30, maybe 40 years building your retirement. The question is, are you about to watch it take a hit you can't recover from? Military escalation in Iran, tariffs and legal chaos, the U.S. dollar under pressure it hasn't seen in years. History is clear. When this much uncertainty hits at once, the investors who moved into gold and silver first came out ahead. Right now, Advantage Gold is offering a free gold investment kit and a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000.
Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty free, through Advantage Gold. Don't wait for the next surge to wish you had moved sooner. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer. Perform better daily.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. I told you, if Nick Shirley ever came to California, he'd find that the fraud in Minnesota is tip money compared to the fraud here in California. Well, he's come out here and taken a look at the fraud in the healthcare and hospice industry here in California. It is eye-popping. Also, the SAVE Act, which requires you to prove citizenship to register to vote and then to show voter ID when you show up to vote, is now being debated. We'll talk about that, too, next hour. We were talking about anti-Semitism with Michael from Chicago. The mayor of New York, Zoran Mandani, again referred to Israel as engaging in genocide during a St. Patrick's Day event yesterday, number 47.
I say this as over the past few years, as we've witnessed a genocide unfold before our eyes, there has been deafening silence from so many. For those who have long cared about universal human rights and the extension of them to Palestinians, silence, however, is nothing new, for Palestinians are so often left to weep alone. Yet former President Robinson has never been silent, not when she was president, not when she was High Commissioner for Human Rights, and not in the decades since. As she once said, commemoration is a moral act.
Okay, that's enough.
Her solid
genocide unfolding before our eyes in Palestine. In 2024, during the Biden administration, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, referred to the allegation that Israel is engaging in genocide. And here is what he said, number 48.
We believe the submission against Israel to the International Court of Justice distracts the world from all of these important efforts. And moreover, the charge of genocide is meritless. It's particularly galling, given that those who are attacking Israel, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, as well as their supporter Iran, continue to openly call for the annihilation of Israel and the mass murder of Jews. On this trip, I came to Israel after meeting with the leaders of Turkey, Greece, Jordan, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia. All of those leaders share our concern about the spread of the conflict. All of them are committed to using their influence, using the ties that they have, to prevent it from escalating. We know that facing an enemy that embeds itself among civilians, who hides in and fires from schools, from hospitals, makes this incredibly challenging. But the daily toll on civilians in Gaza, particularly on children, is far too high.
And yet when it comes to urban warfare, the IDF is killing, as a percentage, fewer civilians per terrorist than we did in Iraq and Afghanistan. Nobody called America committing genocide, did they? 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. What do you hear about fraud here in California? I'm Larry Elder.
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then...
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical